she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What up, dog?
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Mm-hmm.
And me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can also go and get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in right there at autoflex.com. And let me say this as a public service. If you're headed northbound on Central Expressway,
forget about it.
It's backed up all the way to Houston. There is a wreck somewhere around Knox, mm-hmm, Henderson.
Just north of the Knox Bridge, I believe.
And it is solid backed up as far as we can see from the 11th floor south of us, all the way down Central.
Yeah.
Go another way.
Tollway,
Houston,
maybe. You are not getting to Dallas today.
Aww.
Not on 75.
Coming up at 9:15, we're going to talk about how red light cameras actually cause more accidents. But first, let's get into the size of your wallet.
Exactly. Size does matter, it turns out. The bigger your wallet, the safer you are if you have an accident. And that sounds a little crazy, but there's a study by the University of Buffalo, and they factored out a lot of the things that people factor in when they look at accidents. And they looked at purely curb weight and price and vehicle type.
Oh, I was thinking like the George Costanza wallet, just really thick and packed with stuff.
No, if your wallet has the capability of being really thick.
Ah,
there you go, see.
It's metaphorical.
Size, price, and vehicle type involved, and it pretty well says who's going to get hurt and who's not if you have an accident. It's really sort of, it's just physics, for one
or
thing.
Or how hurt.
Or how hurt, yeah. If you drive a great big heavy car, and somebody in a little bitty car and you run into each other, your car will push their car around. That's physics. Now, what happens to them on the inside of the car is really interesting, because if the accident actually causes a recoil and knocks their car in a different direction, that can violently injure the person inside the small car.
Think pinball machine.
Exactly.
And pinball.
Ooh.
That's what you become inside the car.
This University of Buffalo study found that for every $10,000 additional you spend on a vehicle, your chances of being injured go down 12%. And they also found out for every 1,000-pound increase in the vehicle, they were 19% safer. So what does that mean? Well, it means if you're driving a big SUV or a pickup, a four-wheel drive especially, because you've got that transmission up there that weighs 1,000 pounds, the differential in the front that two-wheel drive cars don't have, they're actually safer. So On the bad end, the Smart for Two, it's a little bitty tiny light car. On the big end, a heavy 4x4 crew cab pickup. So you're safer in the crew cab than you are in the Smart car. And you would think, yeah, that sort of makes sense. But when you look at the statistics, bigger cars, for a couple of reasons, are a lot safer. One, you're further away from the stuff on the inside of the car that can injure you in case there's a wreck.
Right. You're not just right up against the steering wheel or the side panels or the back seat like you are in a little Smart car.
And
there's only the skin of the door between you and that big SUV that could plow into you. That's how I look at those Smart cars and the little Fiats, as just, there's no protection.
Finally, the weight of the car has really more to do than anything else. It's a 32% decider.
Well, yeah.
If you're driving a much heavier car than a lighter car, you're just going to win. The heavier car wins. So it's something to think about. And if you've got kids and you're going to get your kid a kid's car, do not get them a little bitty tiny sports car.
Nope.
It gets killed in a wreck.
Well, my dad, okay, so when I was turning 16, the big thing were those Volkswagen Beetles that had been souped up. We were living in Cali, right? And boy, did I want one of those.
Is that for California? Is that what you meant by that?
Well, you know, when you lived out there for a while, you call it Cali.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, these are the cars. You know, they're also punch buggies. It's the one you punched your brother or sister in the arm whenever you passed one on the highway on those family road trips. So I wanted a punch buggy. Nope. I got Das Boot. I got the biggest car you've ever seen because my dad wanted some steel around me. He said, "You're my favorite." thing I have. And I'm not putting you in a little punch buggy and have you get punched around.
Das Boot, meaning the boat. Okay. I thought maybe he'd kicked you. I didn't know.
No.
Okay, the boat. You could have just said the boat, not Das Boot.
Car.
Everyone doesn't speak German.
All right. Anyway, yes, you're absolutely right. Get your car something a little bigger than a smart car.
Okay, so... And if you wanted to read through this list and read the story, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page, because this and all the stories we're doing this morning are posted on the Facebook page. Anyway, the safest car vehicle for lowest claim frequency for injuries is a Dodge Ram 3/4-ton mega four-wheel drive.
Well, that's, sure.
That's a truck.
Because if another car decided to run into it, it's really just going to be one of those trucks that drives
over the car.
Those are the ones they have in those truck shows. And
right.
They have teeth instead of a grill. It just eats the car.
Second one, GMC Sierra half-ton four-wheel drive. Third, Ford F-150 four-wheel drive.
Even with the aluminum body?
Well, no, this only goes through 2013.
Oh, okay.
So that aluminum body was not out there at that time, but that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Fourth is a GMC Sierra 3/4-ton four-wheel drive. Fifth is a Land Rover Range Rover four-wheel drive. If you look down the list, you know, all but the one car out of the top 10 is not an all-wheel drive. And amazingly enough, it is the Volvo XC60.
Well, Volvos are safe.
Yep.
But you know what? Well, it surprised me, but then again, it didn't, because I actually put a few people in these cars for safety reasons. Number 12 is a Mini Countryman.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's a smaller vehicle, but I want to tell you something. Back when, before that one was developed, it was just the Mini Cooper. There were 6 airbags in that car. So if you do get hit, there's not all this. You're not going to rattle around like a ping pong ball. You're in bubble wrap.
I love it.
So that's a safer vehicle for a smaller car. I would say if you're going to put anybody in something small, still spend the extra dollars, because the Minis aren't cheap, and go that route.
The one thing about Minis, though, in resale, they've come down as far as a percentage of their initial cost.
Yeah, but we're just talking about safety here.
They're more of a bargain than they used to be.
Oh, a bargain.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, just so everyone knows, evidently they have cleared the wreck on Central Expressway.
It's flowing.
And traffic is moving even as we speak.
Very nice.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about a BMW, they've got a great all-round maintenance program for the first 4 years while the car's in warranty, except if you're the second owner. Then you don't get it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anymore. I think that used to transfer.
Anymore.
This started last year.
Yeah. So anything July 14 or later, the BMW coverage goes to the first owner, but not to subsequent owners, even if the vehicle is still in the warranty period. You don't pick up that maintenance program, not the warranty itself, but the maintenance program that covers oil changes and services and that kind of thing.
It will transfer if they give it to somebody else in their household, spouse, child, grandchild, etc. But they have to actually contact BMW and make that change directly with them, and it's only to a family member.
Yeah, and I think probably you'll see a lot of, like, a 3-year-old BMW that's being sold by an individual to another individual. Mm-hmm. It's wise to know that maintenance does not come with the car if you're the second owner.
Like it used to.
Okay. The Land Rover Defender, the most iconic Land Rover of all time, after nearly 70 years, they're going to stop making them. And the Defender is, if you looked at the movie Hatari with John Wayne and the Africa, they were flying across the countryside in Land Rover Defenders. There was a picture of Queen Elizabeth in 1957 in a parade I saw in a Land Rover Defender. They are the most iconic Land Rover that there is, but they're also the most changed. It takes about 56 hours to build each one because they're all built by hand. And Land Rover, which is actually owned by Tata now, has decided it would be much better to redesign the car, bring it into the 21st century. So after 68 years, the last Land Rover Defender was made on Friday, yesterday.
Wow.
Yep.
So what came first, the Land Rover Defender or the Jeep? Because they look alike to me.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
I think the Jeep.
Because the
Willys Jeep in the 40s?
But the Land Rover Defender started in 48, and the Jeep was built before 48.
Right,
the Jeep was built, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right. We're going to go look that up, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Can't believe you.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Our phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053. Or send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text. 43733 is that number. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. Today's perfect weather for test driving.
It is. And if you want to test drive a car, maybe two cars or maybe three different cars, you can actually do that with AutoFlex. You can give us a call. Say, I'd like to drive a Chevy, a Ford, a Mazda, and a Volkswagen. Any cars you want to drive, we'll get them lined up side by side for you at our office, and you can come down and drive them all at once and make a really, really wise decision on your next car. You know, test driving cars, you go from place to place to place. Usually, it takes a couple of 3 hours to get in and get out. And then by the time you get to the next place and you're able to drive a car there, you've sort of forgotten a lot of stuff about the first car. That's why we do that side-by-side comparison, because it just makes it so much easier to get a real feel for the difference in the cars.
Love it. Makes it very easy and saves you time.
Well, and the other thing is we are totally unbiased because we lease all makes and models, and we sell all makes and model pre-owned cars. So it doesn't really matter to us what kind of car you get as long as you like it. And there's a great AutoFlex Leasing fan text question about cars. I want to know y'all's opinion on a 2016 Ford Fusion with the EcoBoost motor. I like it. It's a good car. There's not a lot of really bad cars, but that car in particular rates really, really highly in a lot of areas. If you looked online at the ratings, Edmunds, it's a 4.8 out of 5. Kelly, it's an 8.5 out of 10. And the Car Connection rates it as 4.8 out of 5 again. The car's reliable. The engine is good. It runs economically. It does what it's supposed to do. Try the car out. Sit in it. Make sure you fit. Make sure it fits you, that kind of thing.
All right. Red light cameras, we've talked about before how they are not government mandated. Like, if you don't pay the ticket, you won't actually get thrown in jail.
Yeah, it's, you know,
really?
It's enforced a lot of different ways, but most of the time you better pay the ticket if you get one.
I'm not paying those anymore, then.
So here's the deal.
Well, that's what, y'all, we talked about that one time.
I just didn't remember it. I'm old.
Okay, so on the heels of the Chicago transportation official being convicted of taking bribes from a leading manufacturer of red light cameras, on the heels of that story, we find the city of Tampa in Florida, and they said they feel duped because red light cameras do not, in fact, decrease crashes. In fact, if you looked at the 23 intersections where the cameras are installed, they've increased the accident rate between 40 and 51%, and that was based on two different separate analyses. Analyses?
Analyses. Why is that?
Well, you know, it could be for a number of reasons. One, people, if they know it's a red light camera intersection and they see themselves going into a yellow light,
slam on the brakes.
Exactly, and they get back-ended. So there is there's a lot of discussion still. About half the states out there have ruled out red light cameras, and Texas is not one of those states. But you don't see them used a lot, and there are a lot of cities in Texas that have ruled them out because basically people say that they're just a revenue generator. They're not actually creating any more safe atmosphere to drive in.
I'd like to know exactly the types of accidents that have increased. Are they rear-end accidents because people are stopping? Or are they still just the same T-bone accidents and it's really increased because people are texting?
Who knows? Could be. You know, since 2012, the red light camera count has dropped by almost 20% across the United States. That's a lot. And I mentioned earlier, John Bills, who was a former deputy commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation, has just been convicted on 20 counts in federal court on last Tuesday, including bribery, extortion, and mail-in wire fraud for his part in steering city contracts worth $124 million to traffic camera provider Redflex in exchange for $750,000 in cash, meals, hotel stays, rental cars, golf outings, and the like.
Did you say this is in Chicago, Illinois?
Yeah.
What is it with that state and their politicians?
The Windy City.
What is it with politicians?
Period.
One of our AutoFlex Leasing fan texters says, hey, Sybil, if you don't pay red light camera tickets, you can't renew your tags.
Ooh, therein lies the rub.
I don't need those thinking tags.
I always pay mine, but I've heard before, and I thought we did it on this show, that if you don't pay them, they can't really come hunt you down because it's a third party. It's not run by the city. They just give the money to the city.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so Autoflex Leasing Fantex, can an active lease be transferred to someone else, or does it have to be terminated first? In some cases, it can, but there's a lot of conditions that go along with that. First of all, the lessor on the lease, the bank or the lender that actually owns the car, has to approve that transfer. That's the very first thing, which means if you've got good credit, the people you're transferring the lease to better have at least as good as yours and probably better credit before the lessor is going to let you do the transfer. Here's the next thing. The lessor is probably going to hold you responsible even after the lease has been transferred to a third party. Mm-hmm. So if they don't pay for any reason, they're going to come back and talk to you because you are the signer on the lease. So even if they allow that transfer of payments to go to someone else, they're going to hold you ultimately responsible for the lease being successfully finished.
Which means at the end, excess mileage charges and excess wear and tear can be an option too. So that's just a last resort in my opinion. I would trade out of it or I'd just keep driving that thing.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, vote early and vote often in Chicago. Yes.
I love our Autoflex Leasing Fantexters.
We got the best texters in the world.
Here's one. Seeing how we were talking accidents, because we were earlier, there was apparently a pretty serious accident on northbound 75 that had everything backed up. Remind mommies and daddies not to loosen up their kids' car seat straps because of heavy winter coats. Keep them snug as a bug in those car seats. They won't suffocate, ladies and gentlemen.
Especially today.
Keep them safe.
It's going to be 75.
Well, we were talking about the majority of these accidents happen because of your banging around inside the car like a pinball. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want your kid banging around inside that car. You want them to be securely strapped in their car seat.
All right, moving right along, let's talk about auto title loans because it's something you see on television every day. You hear it. They have a number of different names and cute little sayings about how you can get your money cash fast and you don't need a credit check. And here's how a title loan works. You go to people, they lend you money, you give them the title to your car, and if you pay them back with their outrageous interest rate, they will return your title to you. If you look at it nationwide, about one out of every nine people who borrow money on a title have to lose their car. The other thing is these are not designed to be one-time loans. Basically, what happens is you end up making payments at a tremendously high interest rate to the title loan company, and you never really get them paid back, so it just turns into an eternal payment that you make in order to drive the same car that you had paid for to begin with. So a lot of people just finally, they go, you know what? I've been paying for this thing forever. I still don't have my title back. Here, just take my car, which is not a good deal. They're more common than ever. There's tons of companies doing them. A lot of states have outlawed them. Texas is not one of those. They're poorly regulated, at least in Texas. There's a number of things. Like they figure out ways around the law, around regulations, that kind of thing. One of the examples I read about was California, where California regulated loans for less than $2,500 to anyone on interest rate. So they set a ceiling on the interest rate on loans of less than $2,500. So the title loan people, if you want to borrow money from them, you have to borrow more than $2,500. That way the interest rate's not regulated. The other thing is, in some areas, like in Texas, in some areas, title loans have been banned by cities. But these title loan companies have offices in a number of cities. So when your first loan is paid off, they transfer you to an office in another city so that they can continue collecting from you. Interest rates, crazy, up to 300%. And the fact is, there's a good chance you can lose your car. So there's a lot better ways to get money than to hawk your car title. Keep that in mind.
What would you hawk instead?
You know, I don't know.
Plasma.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I think the probability that you won't get your car back is reasonably good, and I think the probability that you're going to pay a crazy interest rate is very good.
Right.
Well, I just feel like it's preying on people that are already at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. That's the whole industry is built on people that are already at a disadvantage.
I don't like like it. So if you're not sure if you should borrow that money at the get your title back, whatever it is, you know, don't just call me.
There you go. 817 or 972-234-1234.
Okay, so if you're a big fan of the Dodge Dart or the Chrysler 200, I'm sorry, they're going away. Sergio, this last week, Sergio Marchionne updated the company's board and said, look, we've looked at all the models we're making, and these two models in particular are just not selling well enough to keep making them. The other thing is, automakers make a lot of money on big vehicles, and they make a very little bit of money on little vehicles just because of the size of the vehicle and the price of it. These cars are terribly inexpensive. They're down at the bottom of that range. The Chrysler 200 didn't get good ratings from Consumer Reports when they rated the car. So there's a number of things that are making them not make them anymore. But maybe the biggest thing is the Jeep Cherokee is made on the same platform as the Dart and the 200, sells about twice as many as they do. So they can take that same platform, put a Cherokee body on it, and sell twice as many vehicles as they can with the Darts and the 200. So Chrysler 200 and Dodge Dart, bye-bye.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, who's fist bumping, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733, and you can even call Autoflex. They are open right now. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. You can always go to autoflex.com, and you can build any car that you might want to build right there at autoflex.com and send it in to us, and we'll find the exact car you're looking for. Part of the service at Autoflex. You also see our great pre-owned cars there, too.
Yes, yes, indeed. Every make, every model, and that's part of what a lot of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters ask about.
That is, in fact. Autoflex Leasing fan text, can I get a one-year lease with unlimited miles, or even a two- or three-year lease with unlimited miles? Yes. That would be a commercial or an open-end lease, and you can do that, but you then become responsible for the residual value. So whatever residual value we set at the end, if the car is not worth that, you pay us the difference. If the car is worth more than that, we pay you the difference. It's a pretty simple deal. Most people that do open-ended leases drive a lot of miles and use their car in business, and they're writing that car vehicle expense off. The lease is being written off. So they don't really care a lot about normally, what we try to do is we try to set it up so that the depreciation will match the car and the lease contract. So if you know you're going to drive 50,000 miles a year, we'll figure out what a two-year-old car with 100,000 miles has on it, and that's where we'll set the residual. So there's no surprise at the end. The payments are higher, but at the same time, you're dead even when the lease is up.
Right. One of our Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, what's your opinion of the quality on Kias and Hyundais? I'm getting mixed reviews.
They are much better than they used to be. Mm-hmm. They are probably still not the quality of Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Mazda.
Chevy, Ford.
I don't know. You know, they're much better than they used to be.
Hyundai is. I'm not a fan of Kia, although they're cool looking. I got to say, Kia did some good looking cars, but I don't think their quality is there.
And their hamsters are super cute.
The hamsters are cute.
Hamsters sell a lot.
Let's go back to an earlier story about the price of a car / the size of your wallet and the end result of an accident and how safe it is. The more you spend on a vehicle, the less likely you are to be injured in an accident. So think about that. Check out all the safety features. And if you're going to have a run-in with a Suburban, what do you want to be driving?
Another Suburban.
Right.
Or a semi.
A semi.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Then it's a match.
Yesterday was the birthday of the first automobile. If you consider an automobile to be a powered motor vehicle. Yesterday, 130 years ago yesterday, Carl Benz patented the first gasoline-powered vehicle. Now, it only had three wheels, and it had a sort of a handle to steer the front tire with. But it was a gasoline-powered vehicle, and he was smart enough to patent it on January the 29th. 1866.
Is that Benz as in Mercedes-Benz?
It is, in fact.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, Kia's awesome. They have 5-star safety ratings. That's from a Kia driver.
I would drive the cars, and I would go online and look at the owner's forums, because that's when you find out about a car. Because people that are unhappy write, and people that are happy write.
Right.
So you can get a little of everything.
Well, I guess I'm basing it on how many Kias I see with smoke coming out of the tailpipe.
Okay. Oh, stop. Those are the
I'm
old
not
Kias.
Kidding.
Those are the old Kias. That's
those
true.
Those things stay in my brain. I look at cars with that, and I look at the year mm-hmm. of the car. And then I'm like, why is there smoke pouring out of the exhaust? Or I hear the brakes squeaking. You know, when you're at a stoplight and you hear this come up, I always got to figure out whose that is. So, yeah, I think it has to do with, you know, how I'm viewing the cars out on the road and the condition they come in as a trade. Mm-hmm. You know, if a car doesn't hold up for 4 or 5 years, I'm out.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, why are there GMC and Chevy trucks? Because that gives them more market share. Money. There are people that are very fond of the brand GMC, and the vehicles are slightly different, but they've always really been the same. GMC tends to be viewed more as a truck, Chevrolet more as sort of a cowboy Cadillac. So you got that, but it's marketing. It's all marketing.
It's all money. Here we go, Autoflex Leasing fan texters. I work in a junkyard, and I crush 30 Kias a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Kia okay. before 2011, I would agree. Not quality vehicles. That's another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. So, I don't know. Just my opinion. Everybody's got one.
Okay, moving away from Kia and on to the Shelby Terlingua Mustang. If you want a Mustang with 750 horsepower, it'll cost you, but you can get one. They are going to build 50 of these cars for the U.S. It is Shelby American that is building them, and it will have a 750 horsepower engine in it. Now, the Terlingua package starts at $65,999, and that does not include the base price of the Shelby GT Mustang that you have to buy.
Which so is going to mean $130,000 car or something
it,
like
it's going to be the fastest thing on the block.
Though. I'm in.
Yeah. It's going to make a lot of guys driving Camaros unhappy. Just saying.
Yep. Autoflex Leasing fan texter, this is a great question because I get these things too. Why do I keep getting something in the mail saying my warranty's expired when it isn't? And I also get the phone calls that are like just from this random place that's like, hi, we're here with the loan warranty company.
Well, let me tell you, that's really interesting because one of my previous clients called me this week and mm-hmm. she said, Tammy, I got this thing in the mail that my warranty was expiring and they wanted me to da-da-da. And she signed up and she bought this warranty, right?
Oh, no.
But she had 30 days to cancel it. And, well, they mailed everything to her. They're getting these lists off of, it's public information, the registration.
Oh.
So they're just taking any old car that's 2.5, 3 years old and they're mailing it to you. Because they can sell a warranty. Now, I don't know about the quality of that warranty, but I was able to sell her one that we knew was good for less money
mm-hmm.
than they had. And fortunately, she was able to call and cancel it.
So it's really just telemarketing.
Of course, it's money.
And they've gotten so good, they actually clone your phone number. I got a phone call from my own cell phone number the other day. And my husband got one, too, from his number. It's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy.
If your phone rings and it's your number...
Oh, that's spooky.
It's coming from your house.
Okay. Super Bowl time. We know now that commercials at the Super Bowl cost $5 million for 30 seconds, the highest they've ever been. And Acura intends to premiere its NSX supercar at the Super Bowl with Van Halen and David Lee Roth singing Running with the Devil in the background. I've seen the ad. It's on the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page if you want to see the ad, the video on it. It's really impressive. The NSX may be the finest sports car I've ever driven, and that goes back to the one that they made in the 80s, in early 90s.
So that's who they're targeting with this ad then, using Van Halen.
Well, sure it is.
The 80s people.
Well, and here's the thing. The car starts at 157.8 and it goes up to 207.5.
So that's who can afford it.
Yes. So it's not a car that an 18-year-old is going to buy.
Right.
But they are awesome cars. And it's really sort of a creative kind of a commercial. It deals with more excitement and feel than it does technical stuff. And the car is technically very, very well designed, I'm sure. Anyway, if you want to see that, Autoflex Facebook page, Eddie Van Halen and the Acura NSX.
So out of that $5 million, how much does Van Halen or how much does David Lee Roth get, I wonder?
You know, I don't know. One. They had to license the song to him to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time that Van Halen has ever allowed one of their songs to be used on a car commercial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It finally sold out, yeah, as they say in the biz.
Yeah, but they sold out to a pretty hot car.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Because that's a car.
Yes. Okay, on the recall front, just so you know, Nissan just recalled 870,000 Altimas for that same problem that they were supposed to have fixed last year. The second latch on the hood fails because it sticks in place. It doesn't redeploy itself and hold your hood down. So if your hood latch fails, the hood flies up and hits your windshield. It's a bit of a problem. Also, if you drive an F-150 or if you drive a Chevrolet half-ton Silverado or if you drive a Subaru with EyeSight Active Safety, go to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, put in your VIN number in their website, NHSTA.com, and you'll be able to see if your car is one of the affected ones.
Easy enough. And then you contact the dealer if you did have one of the affected ones.
Exactly, and they'll make arrangements to bring the car for you to bring the car in, and they'll fix it at no cost.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 43733. If I lease a car for 10,000 miles a year, but then I drive less, do I get money back?
We actually have a program that will allow you to do that. You just need to tell us going in what you think your miles are going to be, and then we'll arrange for the paperwork to give you a refund if you do not drive those miles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nobody else does that but us.
I love that.
Good question.
Yeah.
I had a fellow that I spoke to yesterday. He wants to purchase a pre-owned vehicle, and I asked him how often he traded, and he said usually about every year or two. So then I brought up the lease. Now, I know what he did with this lease, but he said when he got to the end of it, he was 10,000 miles under, and they still found ways to tack on fees. So I'm not interested in leasing. Well, I wasn't going to argue with him about it. We can sell him a pre-owned vehicle. We'll get a great lease return. But I want to say that going into the lease, I think it's wise for people to know what they're signing on for. Just because you drive fewer miles does not mean they're going to forgive excess wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that they're going to not charge that lease return fee, because there's cost involved in bringing the car back in. And most people, I mean, seriously, look at your cars, folks. You know, what you think is normal wear and tear for a lease car isn't. Just kind of take it to renting an apartment. If there's a big gash on the wall or you've stained your carpet, you don't get your security deposit back.
Right.
So it works the same. And they might even charge you extra depending on how much damage there is. And with the car, it's the same thing. A few door dings here and there are normal. But honestly, a scraped bumper isn't normal. That's not normal wear and tear to run into something.
Okay, so here's the other thing, though. Yeah, you got to say, I don't think I've seen a leased car go back to the bank in a year.
Well, that's how we do it. We like to trade people out because we need used cars for our lot. Plus,
we can't get enough used cars for our lot.
Plus, our leases, the residuals aren't set so high that it's too difficult to do something right there at the end. But if you go lease a BMW, you're not buying that thing after 3 years, or the Lexus, because they have increased the residuals so high that it would be a bad financial decision for you to buy that car at that price. Okay. Mm-hmm. But our leases are structured totally differently, so people are able to trade out a little bit early. But
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, great question. Should I get a 2008 Honda Accord or should I get a 2012 Ford Fusion or Focus?
Wow.
And that's a really good question. Okay. So mileage has a lot to do with the answer, because if the 08 Honda Accord has 140,000 miles on it and the 2012 Fusion or Focus has 60,000 miles on it, then for sure go with a low mileage car.
Go with the car that has the backup camera.
If you've got a backup camera, yeah, that's
no
a big
kidding.
Thing. It's that a big
is,
thing.
It is awesome. Yeah. And very soon, all new cars will have them. Trust me, I can't get in a car without a backup camera and go backwards. I'm just like, well, I'm just going to go around the block. I'm just not going to try to back up from here.
So anyway, it has to do more with mileage than anything else, because what you're seeing there is the disparity in the years of the cars, but probably not a lot of disparity in the price, because the Honda Accord maintains a whole lot of resale value. The Ford Fusion, not as much.
Or Focus.
Yeah, or Focus, not as much. Autoflex Easy Fan Text, how bad would it be to return a hail damaged lease car?
Nope. Get the insurance money. You'll be paying for that hail damage.
You'd rather do anything else rather than return a car with hail on it. It doesn't matter what it is.
And I'm
anything.
Surprised at how many people bring their car to us and they don't even know they have hail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the color is a light color and it's real light hail. But They're not paying that close of attention to the car. And mm-hmm. so they haven't even claimed it on their insurance. Claim it on your insurance. It does not raise your rates.
If you want to see if you've got hail, pull your car in the shade somewhere. Mm-hmm. Get it out of the sunlight. If you can get it under fluorescent light, even better. But pull it into the shade and look across the panels. Scoot down until you're almost level with them. And if you've got dents, you'll see them, even if they're small. That's how you spot hail.
You don't have a good place to do that. Let me tell you where we see the hail at Autoflex. It's our north side of the building.
There's an awning
shaded,
there.
Shaded, covered parking area. It's perfect to spot hail damage. Trust me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053. Or you can send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. And as always, if you want to call Autoflex, they're open right now. What are those numbers, David?
Don't call unless you want to save time and money. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to save time and money, don't call. But if you do want to save time and money, give us a call, 817 or 972 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see our Save Money Monday cars. Just click on the manager specials. It'll take you right to those. Those cars will be sold at auction on Tuesday if you don't buy them on Monday. Save Money Mondays at Autoflex Leasing.
We were just talking about hail damage and how to spot it on your car. Pull under a shaded area if you can. This guy on Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter says, I repair hail damage, and I tell people that they need to get it fixed. They never listen, but then they come back a week right before they turn the car in.
Yep.
Sure.
Like, why didn't you drive it this way the whole time?
Yeah, you could have had a nicer car.
Okay, the fun segment. Here we go. Did you like DeLoreans?
Yes.
Did you love them? Mm. Back to the Future car. What was his name? Dr. Emmett Brown invented the time-traveling DeLorean in, 35 years ago?
Something like that.
Well, guess what? The act that was just passed by Congress in December is going to enable a company in Humble, Texas to start building DeLoreans again. Except this time, they're going to put something more than 130 horsepower engine in them. They're going to put a decent size engine. It'll still have gull wing doors. It'll still be all stainless steel. They say they can do it for under $100,000, which is going to put them out of most people's pocketbook limit. But they're going to start building DeLoreans because they've been enabled by this Highway Act that was passed. Small businesses, small manufacturers do not have to follow all of the same manufacturing guidelines that big ones do. Now, they still got to meet the EPA standards. They've still got to be safe. They've got to have airbags and that kind of thing. But they can build a few of these and not have to meet all the standards that the manufacturers, the major manufacturers do. So if you want one, you can get one. They'll be building them in Humble, Texas.
I think it's Humble. Don't they have a silent H for some crazy reason?
It could be.
Hey, why?
It's hard to be humble.
It is. Is it supposed to be a 2017 model, or are they using like the old 80s models?
No, they're going to look just the same.
Oh.
That's the whole charm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Back to the Future. Okay, on with the fun stuff. Uber has now equipped its cars in North Carolina with Bop-It toys. Everybody familiar with a Bop-It?
Oh, my
I remember
word.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah, so a voice tells you to do something, smack it or twist it or hit it somewhere, and you do it, and then it tells you to do something else, and you do it, and it tells you to do something else, and you do it, and every time you do it, it tells you to do it, but it makes faster and faster and faster the whole time. Well, the reason they're doing that is because they figure it'll occupy a drunk's time while he's in the back of the Uber car, and he won't get all freaked out and try to beat the driver up.
I love it. Although then, if they do want to beat the driver up, they have a weapon.
Well, that is true. Oh, good point. Good point.
Anyway, wouldn't call that a weapon.
Here is their exact quote. An intoxicated rider who is engaged in something interesting is less likely to irritably aim aggression at the driver. Well, there you have it. You can ride in the back of an Uber in North Carolina and play with a Bop-It.
And what if somebody takes it with them? So the driver now has an additional responsibility every time somebody gets out? Like, make sure you leave that in the seat.
Don't let them take the Bop-It.
Yeah. And who pays for it, Uber or the driver has to pay for it?
Oh, good question.
This is a ridiculous idea, Uber. Uber.
Okay.
Goes along with everything else they've got their hands around.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Come on now. Women do not need a backup camera. You have a photographic memory and can recall anything in the past, including what's behind you. There you have it.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fantexer says, I want backup camera periscopes so you can look over and around all the large trucks that park next to you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of cars now have the feature that if a car is approaching you and you're pulled straight into one of those parking lots, you have SUVs on either side, you really can't see who's approaching at the rear when you're backing out.
Yes.
There are a lot of cars that have features now that will warn you that is a car approaching. My car does. It's crazy.
It beeps at you?
Well, the mirror on that side of the car lights up and it beeps at you. Yeah. So you know someone's approaching.
Okay.
It is a silent H. Oh, okay, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. It is a silent H, which is silly. Thank you.
Yes.
What are you talking about, silent H?
Humble, Texas.
Oh.
Like Mejia is spelled Mexia, but it's pronounced Mejia.
Oh.
It's or like people who live in Rio Vista call it Rio instead of Rio Vista. It's just a Texan thing.
Okay. Like Goldthwaite.
Yeah. Or people say Greenville instead of Greenville. Lancaster instead of Lancaster. This is live local radio, folks. Very local.
Lancaster, no one can
Lancaster,
tell.
Lancaster, Lancaster, Dallas. Humble, all right. Humble.
So to finish up, if you're driving down PCH1 in Marin County, California, you may be accosted by a slightly screwed up coyote.
What?
Evidently, Amanita muscaria grows wild in the area around Marin County, California, around Highway 1. And for people that don't know what Amanita muscaria is, it is a magic mushroom.
Oh.
It's a psycho whatever.
Psychosyllabus?
Yeah, anyway, they believe that the coyotes are eating these mushrooms because they have started wandering onto the highway at night and challenging cars that are driving down PCH, getting in front of the car and glaring at it, and then charging at the car and attacking the tires.
Oh, my gosh.
And at first they thought it was rabies, but it's been going on too long because rabies kills the animal after a short period of time. So now they think they're eating magic mushrooms.
That's crazy.
These coyotes are tripping.
Yeah.
Are they piping in the music? Lucy in the sky. Diamonds. They should be playing a Billy Joel song right now, Snuggles.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway.
I mean, Billy Joel.
If you're... that was
Elton
the Beatles.
John? Elton John.
That was the Beatles, actually.
Totally wrong.
The Beatles wrote that.
Oh, my God.
Triple wrong. Are you on mushrooms right now?
I thought Elton John sang that song. That was the Beatles?
I have no clue.
Yes. Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I don't want a lease, but a pre-owned under 30,000 miles. Who do you recommend? Autoflex. That's our bread and butter.
We
have tons of pre-owned cars, a lot of lease returns, but cars under 30,000 miles are really, really a good pre-owned car. In fact, a great pre-owned car is a car that is 1 year old that's got about 18,000 miles on it or so. You're going to get a really, really good bargain. The first year depreciation is gone. The car's still in warranty. And you can lease that car, you can purchase that car, or you could flex buy that car from Autoflex.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, in Carlos, Texas, they call it Carlos when it's clearly Carlos. They just refuse to acknowledge their Hispanic heritage.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
I didn't know there was a Carlos, Texas. That's pretty cool. And it is the Beatles. I just looked it up.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. How would I go about promoting my hail repair business on your show? Call me Monday.
I think you've done it.
Well, we didn't get the name on yet, but that's for a true. Little money, we could do that.
And in San Antonio, you know, it's in Bexar County, but it's spelled B-E-X-A-R.
Right.
Bexar, but pronounced Bear.
Bear County.
Mm-hmm. I love Texas.
That's acknowledging the Spanish heritage.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Fun with pronunciations. What else do we have? We've got 3 minutes. Where's Mike and Jesse when we need them?
Yeah, well, come on in, Mike and Jesse.
Okay, how about 47-cent gasoline?
Yes.
In Michigan this last week, two gas stations got into a price war, and one of them ended up at 47 cents a gallon. It caused huge traffic jams. The police department had to come out and direct traffic because people were lined up around the corners trying to fill up at 47 cents a gallon.
I mean, at that point, aren't you losing money?
I think they were, yeah.
They're hoping to sell sodas and cigs.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. I think that it just sort of went crazy for a little bit. They went back. They were up over a dollar the next day. But it's, you know, there's a quite a bit of markup to gasoline. Gasoline's one of the most expensive or one of the most profitable things a store can sell.
But it's not a markup by the store owner, right? Isn't it like the taxes and stuff?
No, no. The store owner gets to mark it up considerably. When you consider he's selling thousands and thousands of gallons, there's an appreciable markup to gasoline. There's a reason all these little stores sell gasoline. They don't make much money when they're selling you a pack of gum.
Yeah, there's a reason Kroger and Walmart joined in on
exactly.
that deal.
Exactly. Yeah, they make money when they sell you gasoline.
Although I don't buy my gas at Kroger until I get a dollar off for each gallon. They practically pay me to fill up my car.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, no, we do not mention competitors on the air. Bad form. Waxahatchee. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else says B-O-E-R-N-E, which looks like Bourne, Texas.
Bernie.
Is pronounced Bernie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man, we Texans are weird, aren't we?
Oh, Midlothian is Middle Othian to people who grew up there.
Really?
I've never heard anybody say Midlothian.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I saw $1.49 gas. Good for you.
Well, where? You got to fill us in on these things.
We'll put it out there.
Regular unleaded for sure.
Yes.
I can't read that. I'm sorry.
All right. If you want to call Autoflex, they're open today. It's a beautiful day for a test drive. You can give them a call at 817 or 972 234 1234 or go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.